Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into a NASDAQ-listed company in innovative eyewear. It trades under the ticker of Lucy, L-U-C-Y, and it's also a portfolio company of London-listed Tech Capital, which trades on AIM under the ticker of T-E-K. Now, Lucid is a producer and manufacturer of smart eyewear. It's recently released the world's first ChatGPT-enabled smart eyewear. And to discuss the company and the wider market, we're very kindly joined by Harrison Gross, who is the CEO of Innovative Eyewear. Harrison, thank you much for being on the podcast today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So before we get into it, Harrison, it'd be good if you'd be able to give us an introduction, first of all, to yourself, as well as Lucid and Innovative Eyewear, please.
Yeah, sure. So my background is in app development and tech marketing. I co-founded Innovative Eyewear and the Lucid brand, which is our flagship brand, a couple of years ago, with the mission of really creating the first mass market smart eyewear suitable for all day optical use. That's our core focus as a company. We research, develop, manufacture, retail smart eyewear, mostly audio eyewear so far. What our glasses do, it really sort of enhances the traditional eyewear experience. It's a fully functional, fashionable, regular looking pair of eyeglasses or sunglasses, but it also allows you to stay connected to your digital life through Bluetooth smart features.
Fantastic. So I think, Harrison, it'd be good if we could set the scene now before we go into more detail about Innovative Eyewear and your latest developments. It would be good if you could give us a little bit of insight into where the smart eyewear market is at this point in time. Maybe make, if you may, some comparisons with the smart watches and, you know, how far along in the journey the smart eyewear is and, you know, what the market size looks like for smart eyewear and where it could go in the near future.
Sure. Yeah. So currently smart glasses are still what I would call a niche product. The global market size for smart eyewear is still only a few billion worldwide, but it is growing at a CAGR of 10 to 20% a year. And I'm expecting to see that growth continue and really mirror the rise in smartwatches in recent years. Smartwatches really took off around 2015 with the introduction of the Apple Watch. But a few years after that, around 2020, smartwatches actually started outselling traditional watches worldwide. But we envision a very similar thing happening in the future of eyewear, where over time, more and more eyewear that is sold will be enhanced with some form of technology or smart features, to the point where it's easy for us to envision, you know, being in the industry, that in a few years, you'll have smart eyewear that's so thin and so light that it really is indistinguishable from regular eyewear. And at that point, we really expect the balance to tip in the favor of smart eyewear, and that to become the dominant format of eyewear. And you can also draw a line between smart eyewear and the sort of Internet of Things wearable future that we're heading into, where all of our devices are connected. And when you have a world of connected devices around you, you really need an efficient and ergonomic way to control all of those devices. And we think that smart eyewear is the best wearable for that. So we're expecting to see more use cases, more utilities coming out in smart eyewear over the next few years as the form factors continue to get smaller and smaller and look more and more like regular eyewear, and really make it easy for the consumer to make the decision to switch to smart eyewear.
So you speak there, Harrison, about a fast-moving market where there's considerable levels of growth and there's lots happening there within the wearable side of things as well as smart eyewear. And of course, there's been a lot happening at Lucid over the last year. You know, it's a brand looking here at some of the developments. I'm going to ask you if you could kindly summarize some of these. There's new features coming out on a pretty regular basis. So if you'd be able to give us a rundown of some of those developments that are happening at Lucid and what users of Lucid Eyewear can now do on their wearables.
Yeah, so this has been a big year for us. We do introduce, you know, major upgrades to our core product every year or so. But we had a couple of key ones this year. So first of all, as you mentioned briefly, we launched an app that allows you to talk to ChatGPT on all of our glasses. This is a major development for a couple of reasons. One, it added possibly the world's most powerful commercially available AI into our core product and really allows you to access a whole world of information and get points of interest wherever you are in the world, get help drafting emails, get help translating text, having an essentially like an assistant to bounce ideas off of. It's really like having a research assistant, you know, living in your glasses. So that was a major, major development. And another thing that did, enabling this voice interface for ChatGPT, is it really made that AI mobile friendly for the first time. Now you can access it anytime, anywhere on your glasses just by, you know, clicking a button on the temple. And it really just made it much more mobile friendly and easier to use in the field versus, you know, typing out long form text on your PC. Which is, you know, how most people use ChatGPT currently. A couple of other key developments. We introduced 15 new styles of glasses this past February, which is our best product yet. We had a number of key improvements in this product. 12 hours of music playback and talk time per charge, which is the longest of any smart eyewear on the market today, and longer than the vast majority of wireless headphones. So that's really useful for all-day use, all-day wear of the glasses. We've also made a couple of other key improvements. We added additional speakers. So there's a 4-speaker array in the glasses, and that really provides, you know, rich lifelike sound when you listen to music or a podcast. Later this year, we've got 3 major product lines coming out. First, we're introducing the newest Lucid collection, 6 new frames for medium to large heads. These have a couple of new ergonomic improvements to the temple, like we've developed a new flexible hinge that makes the glasses, you know, really comfortable in a wider range of people. We've also made further improvements to the sound quality, and we've thinned out the temples a little bit even more. And then later in Q4, we're going to be coming out with the first Bluetooth safety glass. Really excited for that product. It's going to be an OSHA-rated safety glass with all of our Bluetooth features. And we'll also be coming out with our first co-branded product, which is the Nautica Powered by Lucid collection that'll be coming out this October. So a lot more frames coming this year, and we're continuing to improve our core product and really enhance what smart eyewear can be and what it can deliver to the average consumer.
Thank you. So Harrison, I'd like to speak now about the new app, because it's something that I've used and it's very impressive in terms of being able to access ChatGPT through the voice interface on the app. So people can actually use that app without having the smart eyewear, and we're going to put a link through to that app in the notes to this podcast. So anybody listening to this and wants to try the app, do check out the notes to this podcast and you'll be able to download that on iOS, I believe, at the moment. Harrison, is not yet available on the Google side of things.
It is Android, actually. We launched both versions already. The Apple version is a little bit more advanced. We just came out with the 2.0 version. And we'll be having a 2.0 launch of the Android version in the next month or two. But it is available on Android as well. The key difference right now is that the Apple version, you can actually access it through the glasses, through Siri, whereas we're still kind of working on the Google Voice integration on the Android side. But we're expecting to have that feature shortly.
So that's something else to look forward to later on this year. Mm. So I think it'd be good to now discuss and maybe distinguish between where, you know, potential investors can see innovative eyewear going forward in terms of your core markets, because from my understanding, very much set out as a lifestyle product, so one that you could be using whilst you're riding a bike or sailing a boat, for example. But looking at some of the developments recently, and as you mentioned there, you've had a number of new styles this year. It's very much going into the fashion market as well. So, of course, there's interlinking attributes with both sides of the fashion and the lifestyle. But where do you see Lucid's brand going forward? Do you think it's more of a lifestyle one and people that are relatively active going to be using this? Or do you think it's something that's very much going into the fashion side of things and one that people actually see as an accessory?
Yeah, well, we're a little bit ambitious in that we're actually trying to attack all 4 major segments of the eyewear market with our products. So those 4 segments are your ready-to-wear sunglasses, your prescription eyeglasses, safety glasses, and sport glasses. And we're actually producing glasses in all four of those segments in the next 6 to 12 months. You know, we also licensed the Reebok brand for smart eyewear, so we'll be launching a sport collection, Reebok powered by Lucid, in Q1 of next year. So we really are trying to advance the entire eyewear industry into the future with technology, you know, and really update all of the major types of eyewear with this Bluetooth, with these Bluetooth features, which are so simple, easy to use, and really valuable to the user. So we're really we're taking on the whole lot. We're trying to really update every popular type of eyewear with this technology, and within, you know, those different segments, really have the amount of variety, the styles, the sizes, the shapes that are necessary to achieve mass market penetration with an eyewear product. And one thing that really excites us is that, you know, it is such a hybrid product. It's right in between eyeglasses, sunglasses, and headphones. And that really enables it to be sold in a lot of different sales channels way beyond traditional eyewear or traditional headphones. So, you know, our glasses are at home in optical shops. They're at home in Best Buy. And another, you know, electronics retail shops. It's a cell phone accessory, so it'll be at home in a Verizon store, an AT&T store. And that flexibility is a really powerful aspect of the product, and one that we really intend to fully capitalize on by getting into all these different retail channels over the years. So far we've had some great distribution into optical stores, and we're sold through Best Buy Online and Dick's Sporting Goods Online, which is the biggest sporting goods retailer in the U.S., and we're going to look to continue to roll out our product in brick and mortar locations where consumers can actually, you know, try it, listen to a Beatles song on the glasses, and really fall in love with the product like so many of our consumers have.
Great. Thank you. And I just want to continue on that point, actually, Harrison, and talk maybe about the licensing deals and what that means for Innovative Eyewear going forward in terms of the distribution and sure. How that could actually be a potential step change for the company, because, you know, there's massive brands that you have licensing to deal with. Mm. Of course, Reebok, one of the biggest sporting brands in the world, Nautica. Mm. You mentioned they're set to come online later on this year. Mm. You know, from where you're sitting now and the plans that you have, how much of a change are these licensing deals going to have for the revenue generation, the distribution opportunities for the Lucid technology?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be transformative, really, because what we're doing is it's almost like a take two on what originally made eyewear a fashion accessory, made eyewear a desirable consumer good in the first place. So just to take the clock back a couple years, Luxottica, the biggest eyewear company in the world, how did they get famous? How did they build an amazing business? And the way they did it was by adding fashion brand licenses to eyewear. So prior to that, you know, eyewear was really seen as a medical device. It wasn't seen as a fashion accessory or, you know, just a desirable consumer good or a status symbol like it is today. So that was something that Luxottica was really smart and they did, was really turned it into this desirable fashion accessory by adding brands to it. And we're doing the same thing for smart eyewear for the first time. You know, smart eyewear has been almost unilaterally produced by tech companies, not by fashion companies or eyewear companies. So that's where we're taking a little bit of a different approach and putting these well-known fashion brands on our eyewear. And we think it's going to help consumers just be a lot more comfortable in switching to their first smart eyewear because they'll have a familiar household name on it that is associated with a known quality standard. So we think that that's going to be a really valuable uplift in terms of just our outreach to new consumers and getting them to try the glasses. There's a lot of trust around, you know, Nautica, Eddie Bauer, and Reebok. They're storied brands. They've been around for decades. People know and like their products. And in the case of Eddie Bauer and Nautica, they actually produce traditional eyewear in huge volumes. So they have a built-in following for eyewear already. So I think that it's very auspicious for the company and what we're going to be able to do with these three brands and really fan out and attack all of those four corners of the eyewear market with them and really just, you know, give consumers a little bit more confidence in switching to our products and a little bit more pride of ownership too as well once they do get the glasses.
So just a final point on the licensing deals, Harrison, Are you going to be developing new ranges for each one of the brands? Are you working with them on putting together different styles? Mm-hmm. I mean, how does that process look like at the moment?
Yeah, it's a two-way partnership. We license the brand, but they're helping us build the products, and they're going to help us with the distribution as well. So for example, Eddie Bauer, they directly own a few hundred shops in the US, and they're going to be introducing us to the merchandise managers in those stores and helping us get into those physical stores, as well as onto Nautica.com and a few other related sales outlets. So it's a great partnership in that we're sort of helping each other. We're their key smart eyewear provider, and they are helping us with the retail distribution side of things. And they are sort of helping with the design process as well. We have two in-house eyewear designers that come up with the initial lines, and then we get feedback from the brands on how we can tweak them and help them better align to their customer.
Thank you very much. So just as a finishing point now, people that are listening to this and, you know, thinking about the innovative eyewear listing and, you know, maybe thinking about Tech Capital, the listing here in London, what would you say to them are the key events that you see over the next 12 months for the Lucid brand and, of course, the company Innovative Eyewear?
Yeah, well, I think in many ways, the safety glass product is the dark horse. There's really nothing like it out there. We've had a lot of interest from sort of more institutional industrial clients in that product. And I think it's a product that can be sold en masse to companies, not just to individual consumers. So I think there's a lot of very exciting prospects around the safety glasses, and really looking forward to getting that to market. It's a product that's been almost 2 years in development at this point, and really looking forward to getting it out and getting it on people's faces in those sort of industrial environments, medical environments where people need safety glasses, but also really do need the ability to communicate hands-free with their team. So really excited about that product. I also think that the Reebok Sport line, there'll be nothing like that out on the market once we launch that product, in terms of a very sophisticated, high-performance sport audio sunglass. It'll be pretty unique. So really excited for that as well. And it's inspired by the line is inspired by the Reebok sneakers, which are, you know, very colorful and fun. So I think it's going to be perhaps our most aggressive in terms of the design of those glasses. And I think consumers are going to respond very positively to them. And then coming up a little bit sooner with the Nautica rollout, you know, it's our first co-branded product. I think there's going to be a lot of hype around it. And it'll be our first sort of fashion smart glass. So really interested to see what will happen with that. And then, of course, you know, further developments to the ChatGPT app. We're adding a pro version. We're adding a lot more features to it, adding some, you know, audiobooks, access to music through the AI, all sorts of other stuff that we're planning for the Lucid app to really enhance the functionality of the glasses and enhance what you can do with just your voice on the glasses. So a lot of really exciting stuff coming. And then, of course, you know, we're anticipating the product itself, the core platform, to continue to improve. That means longer battery life, better sound quality, more comfortable fits, and a wider array of styles over time to really be the first mass market smart eyewear. So I think that's what we're heading to achieve in the next year. And I really think that we have a good chance at converting, you know, a huge amount of people from traditional eyewear to smart eyewear. And that's going to continue to be our mission. And I think we're going to continue to execute it better than many of our competitors.
So yes, certainly an exciting 12 months ahead. And as I mentioned earlier, anybody listening to this that wants to find out a little bit more about the Lucid brand, the Lucid app, do check out the notes to this podcast. There'll be a link through to the Lucid website where you get some more information, as well as the app. So do get that download. I highly recommend for anybody using ChatGPT to do try that app out. I use it myself, and it's pretty handy for getting menial tasks done pretty quickly. So Harrison, thank you very much for being with us, and hopefully we speak to you again soon before long.
Yeah,
thank
Jonathan, you. It's been really great. I look forward to talking to you again, and look forward to upgrading your eyewear as well.
yes. Thank you. I'm sure when those new ranges come out a little bit later on in the year, you mentioned there about slightly different sizes, that would be something that I'll be taking up at that point in time. And very, very interesting to see what the Reebok ones look like from a personal standpoint as well. So yeah, looking forward to those, Harrison. Thank you very much.
All right, Jonathan, it's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.